USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Articles of impeachment filed against the Secretary of Homeland Security, alleging that he's botched enforcement at the border. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says that's a tough hill to climb.
My philosophy has been to run to the fire and force the administration to engage with us.
Also today in the House, GOP lawmakers passed the Born Alive abortion bill. However, the measure expected to be stopped in the largely Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will not call on New York Congressman George Santos to resign for fabricating key parts of his resume and background.
The one thing I think is the voters who made that decision. He has to answer to the voters, and the voters can make another decision in 2 years.
The White House insisting President Biden takes classified documents and info seriously.
During a press briefing on Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden was surprised to learn any records had been found there, and he doesn't know what's in them.
So there's no way for me to talk about the documents if he has said he doesn't know what's in them.
Jean-Pierre also said the president's lawyers did the right thing by immediately turning over classified materials found at an office formerly used by Biden. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
A corrupted file at the root of today's problems at the FAA. Planes are back in the air across the country, but investigators say they believe a computer error was to blame for a system outage Wednesday morning that left a lot of aircraft on the ground. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there is no indication it was a cyber attack.
As you might imagine, a critical system like this has a lot of redundancy built into it with backups. So we need to understand why, with all of that redundancy, it still rose to the level that there had to be a ground stop lasting about an hour and a half.
Aviation experts say it could take the rest of Wednesday and all of Thursday for airlines and airports to catch up. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, Down.
Storms will continue through the weekend in California, and the totals so far are historic. Meteorologist Ted Schlepfer says in San Francisco, the 15-day total ending January 9th is the third highest in the city's history.
And it's actually been 150 years for the previous 15-day rainiest period, so this is fairly unprecedented.
There will be a break Thursday before more systems move onshore this weekend into early next week. 5 Connecticut police officers are pleading not guilty to multiple charges after a suspect ended up paralyzed in their custody. The charges stem from an incident in June when Richard Cox was arrested for illegally possessing a handgun. While being transported to prison in a van without seatbelts, the driver slammed on the brakes and caused a handcuffed Cox to suffer severe spine and neck injuries. English rock legend Jeff Beck has died at the age of 78.
Beck rose to prominence in the 1960s in the group The Yardbirds, but Beck didn't seem too thrilled to be reunited with his old group when they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993.
Yeah, anyway, somebody told me I should be proud tonight.
I'm John Schaefer.
The NFL creating suspense for fans for sure. The league said this season saw the lowest average final score margin in 90 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.